Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you, O God. We praise you for the freedom you have brought to us through the blood of your Son. We the people, your people, in the land of the free and the home of the brave, desperately need you. We need your courage and your boldness. We need your wisdom and your healing. May we once again become a nation that prays. Thank you, Father, for the abundance of America's natural resources and for the ingenuity of many, for the heroes who sacrifice and for those who serve humanity each and every day in the face of danger. We beg for your guidance for our leaders. We ask that you place your hedge of protection around our president and our vice president. Surround them with wise and godly counsel. Bless them, O Father, with the gift of discernment that they can listen to the words and the data and make great decisions. Keep our enemies at bay and protect us from the evil one. Expose the lies and reveal the truth to the American people and to the world. And may we always seek your truth. Give us strength and boldness to be your beacons of truth and love, that we might comfort and encourage others. May your will always be the desire of our hearts and of this nation. For such a time as this, we know you are our strength and you are our way. Your way is always the best. We trust you, O God, to meet our every need, to comfort and to heal this land and the hearts of its people, and to bring America home. Amen. Will American liberties die by complications of the coronavirus? For the last 3+ years, we've been told by the left, the globalists, the Democrats, socialists, that it's wrong to have national pride. To being a nationalist is the same thing as being a racist and makes you the lowest of lows. Not even national crippling of the coronavirus has humbled these screamers, but they have quieted down just a little bit. However, the president put the China press in their place yesterday by sharing their own words in a timeline with them, and wow, they got mad as a bunch of disturbed hornets, not humbled at all by their lies to you. In fact, they ignore the fact that they lie at all, even when it is indisputable. Why? Because the means, their means, justify the cause, the ousting of the president, at any cost and at every turn. The U.S. economy was at its best for many decades. The best it had been. Under this president's positive leadership, for the first time, if I think I'm correct, that we've been number one in oil production. Then, when a pending trade deal with China somehow went oopsie, a studied virus escapes from a lab in Wuhan to the world. I'll be honest with you, I have concerns that on one hand, we've overreacted. But on the other hand, there's much more to this than maybe the American people know or being told. So China unleashes a virus, oopsie, and the world stops dead in its tracks. No pun intended, I grieve for all the loss of life. We've known for many years that the left, in order to achieve their new world order, cannot do so without making the U.S. look like all the other countries. They were incapable of bringing those other countries up to the U.S. economic standards, so they must bring the U.S. down to the third world country standards. They've been working at this for a long time, hating and fighting against private property, putting animal life above human lives, letting herds of foreigners invade illegally, and calling them undocumented citizens. You get the difference there, right? Screaming out the evils of capitalism, demanding national health care, well, Cuomo and many other governors have made it very clear they aren't capable of sovereignty within their own states or being prepared. Lazy, self-serving politicians, Cuomo, de Blasio, and the state's health care heads encourage New Yorkers to ignore coronavirus. It's nothing to be afraid of, they said. Welcome to New York's New World Order, people. Governors everywhere have shut their states down and claim to keep the people safe. They quarantine the well. The people that are well, they quarantine them. Going to the grocery store and the liquor stores and the pharmacy, that's all okay. But going to church, even if you stay in your car in the parking lot, is an offense for which you can be arrested in some states. No salon appointments. Oh, my goodness. We have been seeing the repercussions of that. And no going to the gym, no shopping, no eating out at restaurants, no going to the theater. Hollywood must be stunned that they are not deemed essential. No production of any kind. No birthday parties, no weddings, no funerals, no communing with friends, family, no going to work. And by no means, there is to be no playing in the yard with your kids. Stay inside. Do you think we've overreacted? I was in for the 2 weeks. I was even in with the 3 weeks. But now 5 weeks and America is still stopped in their tracks. And we cannot keep this. We cannot sustain this. We need to get up and get running. America first. But you also need to realize the world relies on America for much, maybe too much. They don't turn to China for human aid and generosity. The China government is a friend to no one, not even to their own. America, we need not walk, but run out of our houses and get this nation rolling again. Because it's you. It's not D.C. You see where your Congress is. They're not even in session. When you get out and get busy and go back to work, remember, every made in America, everything made in America is best. Our medicines, our clothes, our food, our makeup, our furniture, our kitchen gadgets, setting our tables, or having fun and parties, picnics. Our cookware, our homes, our energy, which brings all of our needs and our luxuries to us. Today, our guest is Daniel Turner, founder of Power of the Future. And power us up, Daniel. How are you doing today?
Beth Ann, I'm very well. It's great to be with you. And what an excellent opening monologue. You really just encapsulated everything going on, and as you always do so well. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, you kind of got me blushing. I think America, I hope that the majority of Americans are seeing what's going on. Surely they understand. I worry, I was telling Rudy in the office today, this morning, you said, I worry about the Americans that don't get anything else but NBC and CNN and ABC, you know, so they don't really see, you know, when these journalists try to entrap the president, and he turns around and he shows them their own words in a timeline. Do all Americans get to see that? Because I know NBC shut it off right away.
Yes.
They went to commercial or something.
and you know, I also saw that Vice President Pence has barred anyone from the task force or from this administration speaking to CNN about the coronavirus. Because he said, if you're not going to cover our coronavirus updates, then why are we going on your show to answer your questions? And people thought that was hostile or whatever. I thought it was brilliant. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You don't want to cover our task force, but then you want us to go on your show at your convenience? That's not how this works. So I thought it was wonderful.
You know, I've thought for a long time, I'm going to hear the music here shortly, but I've thought for a long time, why do we even give them any credence? Even on the Fox shows at night, they'll show snippets of MSNBC or CNN and this. Why don't we just ignore them like the Democrats ignore the rest of us?
Exactly.
Why don't we just pretend they don't exist?
Yep.
Just to pretend they don't exist and let's carry on work that needs to be done here in the U.S. And, you know, we've got to get this nation back up and running, and I'm very, very concerned about it. We can't go much longer, I don't believe. You know, 2 weeks, usually 14 days is an incubation period for a virus or whatever, and they don't know about this one because it's new. But anyway, we're going into a break. I'm going to get the phone line, 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back. I lay my heart on these tracks. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Daniel Turner of Power of the Future. He's the founder, the CEO, the one who runs it all. And we appreciate so much all he's doing. And just like everyone else, he's been stopped in his tracks, I think. And but that's not stopping you from writing. I saw several things you had posted yesterday on your website, and I wanted to commend you on those. I really like, because I'm looking so forward to summer. I really liked what you put about energy bringing us summer, bringing our summer activities to us. And you've got several good articles up there that the coronavirus needs fossil fuels. You know, people don't realize how much we rely on our fossil fuels, on our energy here in the U.S.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was very nice of you. And the I'll give full credit where credit's due. The one on summertime was written by the Alaska State Director of Power of the Future. And it was focusing on his state. They still have a lot of snow up in Alaska, but they know summer is coming soon enough. And absolutely, a lot of their summer activities, as all of our summer activities, depend upon fossil fuels, from boating and camping and all that type of stuff. But yes, you're absolutely right. We are. I think this is an opportunity for people to realize how dependent we are on a robust energy grid, and we take it for granted, right? So no one thought twice to say, okay, well, kids are just going to have to learn from home remotely. Everyone plug in your laptop and get on the live stream. And no one stopped to say, well, wait a second, what if the electric grid fails? We don't have that problem in America, and we are a rare exception. Most of the first world, quote-unquote first world, still deals with rolling brownouts. It's not an uncommon thing in developed countries like Italy and Spain, and even Australia has rolling brownouts, but mostly because they decided to, quote-unquote, go green. They're rolling brownouts.
Green turns brown.
Exactly. Their rolling brownouts not too long ago, just last year, brought a referendum for the people to kick out their prime minister because the folks in the great city of Sydney said, this is ridiculous. Now, they said it with an Australian accent, but they said, this is ridiculous. We are a modern first world city, and we have brownouts because we have an unreliable electric source. And so they got rid of their last prime minister exactly for that reason. But we take for granted the fact that we go to the gas station and there's gas there. Not many people remember the 70s and the gas shortages and license plate numbers determining what day you were allowed to go fill up your tank, et cetera. We just take it for granted. And energy workers are, you know, they're not first line the way doctors and nurses and pharmacists are, but they are a critical part of our infrastructure because they keep everything powered. And like the farmer, you know, we take them for granted until there's a shortage, until there's a problem. Then we realize, oh boy, they do an awful lot more than I've given them credit.
They're the man behind the curtain that's doing it all. And then we have the farmers, and then we have the truck drivers. Everything that the energy realm does and everything that the farmers do, they can't get it to market or get it where it needs to go without the truckers. You know,
exactly.
And, well, we have pipelines, too. But, I mean, without the truckers, where are we going to be? You know, they're trying to keep the food on the grocery store shelves. I went to the grocery store. My husband's been doing most of that. And I went to the grocery store Friday evening, and he stayed in the car. And I kept finding that I was going the wrong way down the aisle. I hadn't been paying attention. You can only go one direction. And I got a feeling they'll keep that in place. I got a feeling that's one of those things that will probably stay in place. And it's not a bad idea, but they may have to make them flashing lights so that Beth can see them and pay attention. But, you know, I get a traffic ticket. I did figure out I was going the wrong way and realized I needed to change direction, and they didn't have the arrows going the right direction for my list, so I may.
And there are some rules like that, and we may return to a time when restaurants can't be overly crowded or tables have to be so far apart. And there may be some changes to our life going forward that we will see that as just the new normal, and I guess we have to accept that. But what you talked about in your opening monologue, which is what we don't have to accept, is this absolute level of tyranny from governors and mayors who just enact laws whole cloth. And this should be a foreshadow, and this will be my next op-ed, hopefully. This should be a foreshadow of what, if they will do this in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic, imagine if the environmental left ever had true power in this country in a climate change pandemic where they say, like the governor of Michigan, you're not allowed to go to the gardening store and plant seeds because if you're planting seeds, you're in your backyard. And if you're in your yard, you're not indoors. You have to be indoors. So it is illegal to buy seeds in the state of Michigan. Or the governor of Kentucky who said, I don't care if your church is going to be drive-through in an empty parking lot. I say you have to be in your house. And you have to be in your house. And if you go to that drive-through, I'm sending the state police to write down your license plate number, and we will track you down later on at home. Holy cow! What country am I living in?
So show me your papers.
Even Dr. Fauci said we may need to have papers that people have to show they've been immunized. I don't want to live in a country that says, show me your papers.
No. I've heard a lot of people that have been singing liberty songs for a long time that are waffling on the acceptance of such things, and I will not. I'm just not going to. I don't think there's anything wrong if you want to, but I'm not going to accept that as a whole, as a nation. And I don't think we should. You know, President Trump, week and a half ago, he got up and said that now they were deciding we should wear masks. He says, you don't have to wear a mask. They can't make you wear a mask. And yet here they were in one of these states or cities, they were arresting, dragging some man off the bus because he didn't have a mask on.
Exactly. And that is a step in a scary direction. Look, I will totally accept the fact that sometimes very bad laws are made and you have to comply with them. And we all deal with that on a daily basis. There are laws that are just stupid, but it is unfortunately the law, and we have to try to fight to get them overchanged. But there is not a law that says you cannot attend a drive-through Sunday service. And the governor or the mayor cannot decide, well, I think right now it is illegal. Because that's what happens. That is what King George did to us. And that is why there was a revolution. And then it will become, well, I don't think the governor, the mayor of D.C. has said, I am very concerned that people are stuck at home and some homes have guns. So we may consider confiscating guns in people's houses. That's, I don't care if you're concerned. And this is all under the guise of safety and protection and looking out for your well-being. And that's how they will try to sell it to us. And sadly, they talk about, oh, Beth Ann, I'm going to get in trouble here. This is going to be a quote-unquote sexist comment. They talk about the soccer moms and the suburban moms, but unfortunately sometimes those are the decision makers where they target that group of women and say, we're just looking out for your safety. And those women have to stand up and say, I got my own safety, thank you very much. I don't need you to determine what keeps my family safe.
Having been a soccer mom... I will tell you, I don't know that I made the great decisions I did for my children, but even those soccer moms go to the salon and get their hair done.
Yeah.
Even those soccer moms go to the grocery store and maybe go the wrong direction up the aisle because they forgot something on their list or they couldn't find it. Even the soccer moms will take their children to church, and even the soccer moms do things. I mean, they don't give me that stuff, you know. I know you're not, but this it's for the women. We know they don't care about the women.
No, they don't.
Give me a break. They want to use the women.
Yeah,
but they don't care about them.
They do, and this is that what I believe, and I'll find the quote of the commercial break, but I believe it was the Benjamin Franklin quote about fearing a government that wants to compromise liberty for the false promise of security. It may have been Thomas Jefferson. I have to find the quote, and I'll find it. But that's exactly the problem right now.
It was Thomas Jefferson. I used it in an article that I wrote here a couple of weeks ago and in a monologue. It absolutely was. Find the quote. I can't say it verbatim either, but it was those who would sacrifice that for the other deserve neither. Yeah. And that's where we're at in this nation right now. I don't mind. Like I said, I didn't mind being shut up for a couple of weeks. You can handle it for 2 weeks. You can get 2 weeks of groceries and you can handle it. But 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, and now they're talking, well, one idiot saying 18 months, that ain't going to happen. You'll have people storming out of their houses. I know the American people. I know those soccer moms. They're going to go raving mad and they're going to have to get out. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. You need power in your future. It supplies everything we need and everything we like. 877-895-5410. And Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Every time you're listening to CSC Talk Radio, this is Beth Ann. You want to go ahead and read your quote? I've got another one, too, but you go ahead and read yours.
Sure. The one that I found
the one you sent to.
Was Thomas Jefferson, and it says, "The man who would choose security over freedom deserves neither."
And I have one that's very similar from Ben Franklin, if I can find it. I just lost it. It was in an article that I wrote 2 weeks ago, and it says, "Those who will give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." And that was Ben Franklin. So those, the founding fathers were all, they were all about liberty. They're all on the same page. And I worry about America because we have been spoiled for so long. And the reason our government has gotten so large and so powerful is because we've allowed it, Daniel. Mm-hmm. And, even to succumb to what's going on now. And I do, there's a part of me, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I always question. And there's a part of me that believes that China either did this on purpose or they're definitely taking advantage of what they accidentally did. Either way, we should all be very aware that they are not our friend. And the world doesn't turn to China for help. The world turns to the United States. You know, I think I've shared with you before in years past, I was gone one time and I came back and my phone had a message on it here in the office and it was somebody from another country that listens to the show on shortwave and said, "What are you all doing down there? What is going on?" This was several years ago. It was before President Trump was president. It was during one of the Obama administrations. I don't know if it was his first term or second. I can't remember. But they were questioning what America is doing. What are you doing? We count on you. And you're throwing it all away, you know? And I didn't know what to say. Of course, I couldn't really answer. It was an answering machine. I couldn't really answer the person. But the world doesn't look to China. That was my point. The world looks to the U.S. The American people should not look to China or any other nation for our necessary supplies or even maybe our non-essential supplies.
No.
We need to start propping up American industries. And I think that it's so evident right now in this pandemic. If there's any good come out of it, that'll be one thing.
No, and, you're absolutely right. And this will be one of the lessons learned from this moment in time is the real shortcomings of globalism. And with China, because they are an untrustworthy partner, right? They're not an equal nation. They don't have the same hygiene, clearly. They don't have the same values. They don't have the same transparency. They are a corrupt communist country, and yet we outsourced most of our manufacturing sector there for cheaper prices, for cheaper goods. And we're all guilty of that to a certain extent.
Oh, yeah.
We love our Amazon deals and our Walmart deals, and they are deals because things are cheaper when they're made by people in slave factories earning a dollar a day. And so that is a concern. But there's also a concern of globalism of just the risk of putting essential goods far from home. Even if we had manufacturing of our most valuable assets in the UK, there's still an ocean away. And when you need them, isn't it better that they're in Kansas City and you can just put them on a train or a truck, right? And so it does make us question, why did we allow such critical parts of our infrastructure? And you know who does this brilliantly and they take advantage of it is the defense industry. Boeing, Raytheon, they all make all of the defense parts here in America. For national security reasons, they can't go anywhere. And because of that, they charge a pretty penny, right? But we're comfortable with that because we say, well, it's military. We can't let anyone else build our jets and our subs and our bombers, so we need to make them here. Well, medicine is just as important, and medical equipment, and food. Right? I love my Italian olive oil, don't get me wrong, but I can live without it. I don't want my wheat to come from Italy, though, that's for sure. I want my wheat to come from Kansas. Because I can trust Kansas.
Well, we could probably get you some olive oil from California or Florida, can't we? Surely we can do that. Well, you know, I am kind of on a mission for that, and Made in America products, and with women's clothing, it is very difficult, particularly my high heels. They don't make them here in the U.S. So I can't find them, and they're just not, they don't exist. But there are other shoes that exist, and they are made in the USA, and there is other clothing lines. And I just found a new makeup line. Right now it's just, she just started out in 2016. I think she actually got into the production in 2017. I'm going to have her on later this week, and we're going to talk about tell her story. American companies and their entrepreneurs, they have a tremendous story to tell. Almost every one of them, how they got into their business, into their line, and I'm sure you found that in the industry that you're in with oil and coal, how they got into that industry. From the worker in the mine to the guy behind the desk, how they got into their industry and their passion for it. She wasn't a makeup gal before. I mean, she wore makeup, but she wasn't a She didn't have a laboratory or anything. And she just decided that that's what she was going to do. And she said, I started doing research. And I'm not going to tell her whole story because I'll blow it for everybody. But she's got a tremendous story to tell. She actually, like you, she went to Washington. She said, I realized none of them want to fix anything. They don't want to fix it. So in the sales of her product, a dollar goes to the national debt. Because she says, I found out none of Congress want to do anything about the national debt.
No.
And she believes it is a great travesty and a danger to the U.S., and it is. And I think the American people hopefully are starting to wake up to that. We complain about the national debt as we, you know, get mesmerized and watch the little clock go tick, 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 tick. But I think if anything hasn't brought this to light, surely the pandemic has. How dangerous.
Absolutely.
It is.
Yeah, and that's something that we've been guilty of. Both parties have been very guilty of us watching that explode. But what you said about the Made in America label and promoting that does explain, in case your listeners aren't aware, does explain why the virus is so bad in Italy, because their Made in Italy brand is very important because of us, right? When you mentioned high heels, when American women want to buy Ferragamos, they want them to be made in Italy. They want Italian leather goods. They want Italian leather bags. And think of all of the Italian brands that are famous: Gucci, Prada, Ferragamo. Right? Those are all Italian brands. But they don't have a workforce. So what did they do? They imported it from China. There were three flights a week from Milan to Wuhan, China, and they had over 100,000 Chinese laborers working in Italian factories so that Italy could say made in Italy. That is why the virus is so bad in Italy. It's because it was full of Chinese people from Wuhan province, and they had just celebrated Chinese New Year, and they jumped back on their planes and they went back to work in Milan, and they brought the virus with them. So that label is important. We don't have that problem in America. We have a workforce. But again, the globalists told us, but if we import cheap labor from South America and Mexico, then it will be cheaper goods for everybody. And what happens? Look at the poor. Look at the African-American community. Look at their unemployment. Look at their wages until this president came about, right? And then this president came about and said, we're going to get rid of the illegal immigrant influx. And suddenly the unemployment rate ticked up and their wages ticked up. And that's what the globalists will do to us again if they ever get power.
More and more, I believe in free market. And, you know, you hear the Democrats, I hear the music, but you hear the Democrats talk about the minimum wage being $15. Well, I believe what they really want, it just kind of hit me this morning, is they want all wages, minimum and maximum, to be $15. Think about what that would mean to the workforce. Think about what that would mean to the economy and to the Americans here. We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting with Daniel Turner. Power the Future. Go to powerthefuture.com. That's powerthefuture.com, and support this man and his efforts to take care of you and be an advocate for rural America. And we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty Flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. MyPillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is FM. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner. Fastest hour of the day. We're in our final segment, Daniel. I think I've done most of the talking. I do apologize for that. And I get kind of riled up, and right now I'm kind of riled up. Somebody corrected me on Facebook that are watching us there and said it's not 5 weeks, it's 6 weeks.
No.
So it's been 6 weeks that everybody's been quarantined.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't changed much for me. I mean, other than I can't go to the salon and get my my conditioning done on my hair. I can't go get the sparkles taken out of my hair. I can't go to other places that I'd like to go. I can't go shopping. My husband's kind of glad about that. And, it hasn't changed my life a whole lot, but I know it has others. I've got kids that can't go to work. I've got two boys that are considered essential, so they have kept working, but their wives are teachers and they're not working. Kids are home, and my one son has a child that's two, and he said, so we get quarantined to our house, and just about the same time, he hits the terrible twos. I said, God has a sense of humor. Anyway, I'm gonna let you kind of take over because, you know, energy is important every day. But I think it's even more realistic right now when we talk about all the things that the medical field is having to do to meet the needs of the sick and everything else that's going on. The truckers going to the grocery stores. How do we keep those refrigerators going at the grocery stores? And it goes on and on and on. I'm going to let you talk about that.
Yeah, it's a tremendous part of a functioning society, and respirators, like you mentioned, and just the filtration systems that you see at hospitals that first responders depend upon, and and heat and water pumps, et cetera. It's just, it's an amazing component that we have come to take for granted in the same way we took for granted that on a random day, ho-hum, I think I'll go to the grocery store and I'll buy some toilet paper. And when it's not there, it's a news story. But when it is there every day, no one ever thinks, isn't that amazing that how that happened? And you think of the hundreds of thousands of transactions and decisions that were made by people in that supply chain, from the guy who planted the tree to the person who cut it down and made it into a product, who made it into toilet paper, who packaged it and shipped it, and just hundreds and thousands of little tiny steps all through the day and years. And we don't think about it. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, we don't think about it. That's just life, right?
Well, it's like turning on the light switch. You know,
yeah,
we don't think
exactly
about it. You turn on the light switch. You just have faith that it's going to be there. But when it's not, you go into a little bit of a panic.
What's wrong? Exactly. As if the standard is, I flip the switch and there's light. Rarely do we ever turn on the light and we shout, Eureka, it works. No, we're accustomed to it.
That's right. You're right. We take an awful lot for granted in this nation, and that's one thing that I'm hoping and praying that this pandemic has stopped Americans long enough to make us realize what blessings we had and took for advantage. You know, how many people complained every morning they had to get up and go to work, and now they just can't wait to get there.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just a big part of our lives will change, and hopefully we understand how blessed we are as a country that we have this robust energy infrastructure and energy industry. But that will bring me back to what I do for a living, which is protect energy workers from the radical left and the environmental left. And the radical left, you have PETA, who are protesting outside of labs because they think that they're using animals to test coronavirus vaccines on. You have environmental groups who are protesting that the EPA has rolled back paperwork for manufacturing industry working on coronavirus-related respirators and masks so that they could make them faster, so the foreman doesn't have to stop at noon to fill out a form because of some silly EPA law. And there are environmentalists who are protesting that. They will not go away, and when coronavirus is done, they will come back with a vengeance. And I think of our presidential nominee for the Democrat Party, Joe Biden, presumptive nominee. Today I heard Barack Obama is going to endorse him, which must be a huge, really just a moment of pride for Joe Biden, that the man whose vice president he was for 8 years, after 14 months on the trail, has finally decided to endorse him. So nothing is a more ringing endorsement than that.
I don't know if we have time enough to chuckle about this, but did you happen to see the Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders feature on YouTube yesterday?
Oh, terrible. Terrible.
I said, wait a minute, I thought this was the Democrat Party. That looks like two old white men to me.
Exactly.
They couldn't talk, they couldn't converse, they couldn't figure it out. It was just, and they're going to run a country?
Exactly. And when this is done, Joe Biden will have to get on the campaign trail again. And Bernie Sanders, this was my latest op-ed on Fox that ran on Saturday on Fox News. Bernie Sanders moved the party so far left on energy and environmental issues. He was very successful at that, and everybody followed suit. Not one person stood up of those 24 who were running and said, I think you're getting a little bit crazy, Bernie. Not one of them, not even the people from those important states like Missouri and Ohio and Pennsylvania, none of them. And now Biden has to win them back, and he's going to have to swing to the middle after being a liberal in the primary and appeal to voters in your great state and in other purple states. But he has a record of saying things like, there is no place for fossil fuels in my administration, and I am going to put those CEOs in jail for what they've done to the environment.
Yeah.
I don't think energy workers have short memories, and Joe Biden is going to try to... Please.
Go ahead. Next show we do together, Daniel, I wanted us to do a show, and let's talk about why they want to move us away from energy, because we all know it's not about the earth
No.
And so I think it would make a good show for us to do that for the listeners. Just exactly why. What is it the left wants out of this?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to. And again, if anyone on the environmental left tells us we need to do this because of these climate change models, well, again, Dr. Fauci had a model that had 2 million Americans dying from coronavirus that's been revised to around 50,000. He was off by a bit, right? 2 million to 50,000, but the environmental models of the world ending are spot on accurate, I guarantee.
And I'll tell you what, I will continue to shake hands. Maybe not right this minute, because nobody wants to shake hands with me. I do wash my
will,
hands.
I will, Beth
Ann. But I will shake hands. You know, human contact is important.
Yes.
It truly is. And Fauci is just way off base there, thinking that we're never going to shake hands again. Because that isn't going to happen. American people need one another. And that's just the way it is. I hear the music. We're out of time. Daniel, thank you so much. And I'm going to look forward to your new op-ed. Give me a little ping when you get those put up so I can go search them out and get them.
Yes, ma'am. We need each other, and we need you, Beth Ann, so thank you.
Oh, thank you. God bless. We're going to stay here as long as we can. We're doing our best we can with the tools we got, and I appreciate the listeners out there that have been kind of propping it up. Really do, because it's going to take all of us to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.